Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to Psalm 107. Psalm 107, this is a psalm that's often been referred to as the Psalm of the Lord's Goodness to Mankind. And when we read down through this particular psalm, we can say that that's absolutely true. It begins in verse 1 by saying, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And truly, we can see in our own personal lives, that is, those of us who know Jesus Christ as our Savior, that God is good and God is merciful. And through the redemption that he's given us, we ought to rejoice and even share that with others as well in our personal testimony. But when you read down through Psalm 107, you will find that four times there's an expression given that's actually repeated. And then after that expression is given, it tells us how we should respond to it. For instance, notice in verse 8, it says, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Certainly we should praise him. Why? Because of what it says in verse 9. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. And so we should praise God because of the fact that he does satisfy. Then drop down to verse 15 of Psalm 107. It says, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Why should we praise him? Well, verse 16 gives the answer when it says, For he hath broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron in sunder. In other words, what that means is that it is God who sets us free from the bondage of sin, and therefore we should praise him for his goodness and wonderful works. And then look at verse 21 of Psalm 107. It says, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Once again, we are challenged to give God praise for his goodness and his works. And then it goes on in verse 22 and says, And let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Because of the fact that God is a God who reveals himself to us through his goodness and wonderful works, on a consistent basis, we should give him the thanks for who he is and for what he's doing through his goodness and wonderful works in our lives. And then drop down to verse 31 of Psalm 107. It says, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. And verse 32 tells us how we should respond to that by saying, Let them exalt him also in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. In other words, because of God's goodness and wonderful works, we should exalt him, we should lift him up in the congregation of the people. That is, as it would apply to us today in the local church. It's important that we go to the local church with others of like precious faith and worship the Lord and lift him up because of his goodness and wonderful works. I would encourage each and every one of us to keep a record of God's goodness and wonderful works in our lives. And when we do, we would recognize that he satisfies. We would recognize that he does break the bondage of sin in our lives. And that our response to that should be that we would thank him and exalt him for the great God that he is. Give God praise for his goodness and his wonderful works in your life today. Father, we thank you for the way that you work in our lives. May we be a thankful people, and may we lift you up and exalt you for the great God that you are, for we don't deserve anything from you, but we have everything from you because of your goodness and grace and love, and we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.